Welcome to Community Focus. I'm Cynthia Sosa. The City of Lawton has a special election set for February 11th, and it's for the citizens to vote on a new capital improvement plan. And here to talk to us about it is Lawton's mayor, Mayor Stan Booker. Good morning, Mayor Booker. Thank you for coming by to chat with us about the CIP.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, I know you've hosted a few community meetings around the city, hoping to educate citizens about this proposed 2020 CIP. But Lawton already has one, and it runs through 2025. Can you explain to us how this all works? What does this all mean? How will it come together?
So I think I can. Let me go at it this way. We do have two CIPs in place right now, both running concurrently. They're a total of 2 1/8 cents, and they run to the end of 2025. Now, that's fine. And a lot of people say, why don't you finish these? Well, here's why. Priorities have changed. Some economic information has come to light that we now understand. And those are things like declining population, house prices falling because there aren't enough people to keep the house prices up. When your population is declining, house prices fall. Empty stores, because the people that shop in the stores is declining, on top of the other challenge of online shopping. So we have all this data that's working against us. And on top of that, we learned that young families are choosing to live outside of the city instead of inside the city. So what that means is we've become a place young families do not want to live. So how do we face this challenge? Well, we're going to have some new things started that will face those challenges. And the question that we need to answer is, what does it take to get Lawton growing again? Because from an economics point of view, all of the things happening in Lawton that aren't pretty have to do with population. Of course, assuming that population has jobs and everything.
Sure.
Now, in order to attract jobs, you have to show that you have good quality of life and that you attract young families.
Right, right. And businesses, correct?
And businesses, that's right. Businesses want to live where young families want to live because guess what? Businesses want to hire young people that they can invest in training that will stay with them as long as they possibly can. So we have to turn this economy around. The CIP is set on answering what does it take to get Lawton growing again. And some of that's we got to deal with the crime issues that we have. Our crime is almost double the state average. We can affect crime by focusing on some proven crime prevention techniques. Now, nobody likes to raise taxes, right?
Right.
So
right.
How do we address these problems without raising taxes? And there is a way.
Okay.
And the way that you do it is extend the time of the CIP. So what we did was for 4 months, we had public meetings where we had different organizations within the city and even outside the city come in and talk about what do we need to do as a city. We had the McMahon Auditorium come in. We had the airport come in. We had LATS come in. We had the Parks and Recreation was probably the biggest meeting with the most interest.
Sure.
We had the biggest turnout certainly for that. We talked about roads. We talked about information technology. We talked about the all-important industrial development category in this CIP. So what we did was we just added up what we needed, and that told us how long we needed to have the CIP, and it took us to the end of 2034.
Wow, 15 years.
And so that way, by extending the CIP that we have in place, we don't eliminate any projects in the CIP, but we add other critical things because priorities have changed.
Right.
We must remain flexible, and that's why we're doing the CIP the way we are.
Right. And as I was reading some of the projects underneath the proposed CIP, I was impressed by that because a lot of this is stuff I've heard people say or read people talk about. The crime in Lawton is this, or the roads this, or the parks that. And they're all included in this CIP, so I'm very impressed by that. And I'm also impressed by taxes will not be raised because of this being extended.
So that's right. That's important
to
all
of
us, and that taxes will not be raised. This allows us to plan long term. Remember, struggling communities do not plan to fail.
Right.
They fail to plan. This puts a plan in place for 15 years.
Absolutely. And if anybody, a community, a person, a household, if you want to succeed, you got to have a plan. You got to have something, direction. And that's what the CIP reminds me of. It's a direction.
We are struggling.
Mm-hmm.
We have to start thinking like successful cities.
Absolutely.
We cannot continue to struggle and think the way we're thinking. We must start thinking like successful cities.
So as you're hosting these meetings around the city, educating the citizens about the CIP, what kind of feedback are you getting?
So largely positive. I would say 99% positive. Now, I have to acknowledge that sometimes people aren't going to say something directly to you.
Sure.
And sometimes people aren't going to speak up in a group and say something.
Well, Mayor, what I've noticed is that you have an open door policy. You make yourself available so that if anyone has questions or concerns and they can't make any of the meetings, you make yourself available so that you can answer those questions and concerns people might have about the proposed CIP 2020.
I've invited everybody out. I've offered to sit down with them, to set up an appointment if you can't make one of the meetings. I did 5 meetings on Monday.
Wow.
And I average in somewhere 2, 3, 4 a day. Mm-hmm. Five and six is an extreme, but it does happen. Mm-hmm. I'm going everywhere. If I have extra time, I go into a coffee shop and walk around and talk to people. I'm doing everything I can to educate the voters on what's going on in the city and why we need the CIP and why, if we don't, we'll continue to decline.
Right. You're acknowledging, yes, we have these issues. We also have a plan to address them.
That's right. We have leaders capable of putting together a multifaceted approach to solve these problems. And I think that it ought to be pretty clear by now, I do not run from challenge.
Right. Absolutely. That is very clear. When I look at this CIP and read all the information, I get overwhelmed. What's a good way to get a handle on all of it?
So here's the way you do it. Break it down into the categories as we've done.
Sure.
And each category has different people in charge of it. Mm-hmm. Now, what we'll do is we'll prioritize within the categories. The parks and recreation as an example. The first thing that we would do, I mean, we vote on February 11th.
Right.
When this passes on February the 12th, the city manager will put out a request for proposals from third-party parks master plan companies.
Okay.
These are companies that all they do is parks around the country. And we'll get them here to help us build a park system that will take us to the future, that will be a place that will attract young families and that won't overwhelm the city's ability to take care of it.
City of Lawton Mayor Stan Booker and I talked at length about the city's proposed CIP 2020. You can hear the rest of our conversation next week on Community Focus. You can also find out information on the proposed CIP online at lawtonok.gov and on the City of Lawton's Facebook page. For KCCU, I'm Cynthia Sosa.